Hello, and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Pastor Cynthia Hale, and I am delighted to lead you in this time of prayer. John 1, 1 through 3 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made." Who is Jesus? This is a question that many in our nation and world struggle to answer. Many know what they have heard, but they are yet to meet Him personally. So when asked, "Who is Jesus?" some may respond, especially coming out of the Christmas season, "Oh, He's Mary's baby." The reason for the angel's song, the shepherd's surprise, the wise men's search, Herod's hatred, the answer to Simeon and Anna's prayer, and Israel's hope. That's who He was when He touched down on earth the first time. But Jesus is more than a product of a teenage girl's submission to God and the hope of Israel. He is God. The writer John is intent on our understanding that Jesus coexisted with God in the beginning, not just the beginning of the world, but the beginning of time. Paul reaffirms this in Colossians, the first chapter, verses 15 and following, where he says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, the creator of all things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created for Him and by Him. Yes, Jesus Christ is the image of God, the visible manifestation of the invisible God. An image is that which represents an object, such as a portrait of a person. A representation of an object is always assuming a prototype from which it is drawn. God is the prototype of Jesus Christ. This is no accident. The one is the reflection of the other, who is real and not merely a figment of thought or imagination. This is so in spite of the fact that God is invisible. We can't see Him. Nevertheless, the invisible can be real and is real. As a matter of fact, that which is visible or unseen from a spiritual perspective has greater value than what is seen. That is why Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 4:18, to fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. An image is a representation, but it's also a manifestation. Christ not only represents, but He manifests God in the world. We cannot see God, but Christ has made Him known in all of His grace and glory. He is God incarnate. All of God dwells in Christ. John says Jesus is the Word of God. As the Word, the spoken expression of God, He created the world and all that's in it, and without Him, nothing was made that has been made. I love the way that Mark S. Mitchell puts it in our devotional this year entitled,
"Immeasurably More."
When God said, "Let there be light," there was light. Whatever God said came to be immediately, without hesitation, because the Son of God was speaking into being what the Father had designed in that amazing mind of His. God thought it, and Jesus made it so. That's why you need to know Him. Every one of us owes our existence, our very lives and being to Him. We are because He said so. But there's more. You see, Jesus didn't just create us, give us life, and then walk away, leaving us to handle life on our own. He knew that in this life, even in a new year filled with unlimited possibilities, we will still have struggles, challenges, disappointments, and frustrations. Jesus understands intimately the creatures He has made. He was made like us in every way. He knows that though we were created in His image and likeness with amazing gifts and abilities, we're still weak and need His strength and power. We need His direction and protection. We need His love and light. We need Him. even though we don't want to admit it at times. In this new year, as we seek to imagine more for our lives than we ever dared to imagine before, to go further than we ever attempted to go, to think beyond what we have been limited to thinking, we need Jesus, the one who created us. But he's not only the one who created us, he's also the sustainer of this world and our lives. He holds it all together. Though the world and our nation appear to be falling apart, it won't. Though there will be times in this new year when it feels like your life is coming apart at the seams, it won't. There may be times when it feels like you're about to lose your mind, but you won't. The God who knit you together in your mother's womb is holding you together, holding you up, and is keeping the universe all to be kept by Jesus. He will see you through whatever is happening in your life and in our world. He's able to do this because all of God's power, God's authority, God's sovereignty is resident in him. He has the preeminence over any power, ruler, or authority. He is Lord of all things visible and invisible. And when you make him Lord of your life, he fills you with his fullness. So we have his power living in us, allowing us to accomplish what we imagine and more, achieve what we thought was impossible or unachievable, and go where we never dreamed we could go. Nothing is impossible to us. Let us pray. God of creation and God of our lives, we love you and adore you. We magnify you and give you the glory you alone are worthy of. Thank you for coming to earth in Jesus and making yourself available to us, taking up residence in us, giving us everything we need for life and godliness. God, as we begin this new year, we do so with excitement and some trepidation. We don't know what this new year has in store for us, but you do. You know the end from the beginning, what is yet to come. Therefore, we must trust you when we can't trace you or see what you're doing. Help us to follow your lead and not get ahead of you. Empower us to walk by faith and not by sight, and dare to dream of what is possible. Pray and work to make it come true. God, we desire to represent you in every way, just as Jesus does, to make your presence real in the world wherever we find ourselves. Forgive us when we are timid or afraid to represent. Remind us, God, that we have your power living inside of us, and nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible to us or for us. Thank you, God, for keeping us, leading us, strengthening us every day of this journey called life. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us. I pray that you will have a blessed and prosperous new year. We look forward to having you join us on Sunday for worship, either in person, on our website, www.rayofhope.org, on Facebook Live, or YouTube at 10 o'clock a.m. You may also join us again here for prayer next Wednesday. God bless you. I love you.